Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, April 14th, Missions Monday. We don't have an official missions partner that we're working with this week or praying for, but our mission is to know God's Word. So let's move into the memory verse. Do you remember the context? And the crowds that were before him and that followed him into Jerusalem were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" This week I am reading from the English Standard Version, and today we're in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 8 through 10. Because we're zooming through the books of Ezra, Haggai, Zechariah, and Nehemiah, I want to give a little bit of a timeline to provide some context. We read in the book of Ezra about the temple being rebuilt, and this temple was completed in 516 BC during the reign of Darius I. And so after that, Ezra comes on the scene about 60 years later and begins spiritual reformation. Nehemiah arrives around 445 BC to rebuild Jerusalem's walls. Now, in Nehemiah, we already read about him restoring the walls, or a little bit about that in chapter 2 yesterday. And now, in chapter 8, Ezra is going to read the law before the people, and there's sort of a spiritual revival. The temple's in place, the walls have been rebuilt, and now they're rebuilding the people of God through God's word. Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 8 through 10. They read from the book, from the law of God, clearly, and they gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites, who taught the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people wept as they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat and drink sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready. For this day is holy to the Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." In this passage, the people are weeping when they hear the words of the law because they realize the depth of their sin and how they had strayed from God's word. Instead of weeping, Ezra and Nehemiah encourage them not to mourn, but to have the joy of the Lord in their hearts. And what else does it say here? That they were to go and eat and drink and send portions who did not have any, because this was during the time of the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Festival of Booths. Remember, this was a time for the Israelites to remember God's protection and his provision of the people of Israel during the Exodus. And so Nehemiah says, let's celebrate. But oftentimes when we are confronted with God's word, it brings both conviction and joy. And so as we read God's word this week and we think about the passion of our Lord and what he did on our behalf, even while we were sinners, Christ died for us. May we be convicted by his word and also led to a joy as we realize that Jesus Christ loves us completely and has made a way for us to be in reconciled relationship with him. Our passage from Mark is Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. Again, he began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat on it in the sea. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables. And in his teaching, he said to them, "Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. And other seeds fell into good soil and produced grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. And he said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see, but not perceive, and may indeed hear, but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and there are the ones along the path where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, the ones who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy. And they have no root in themselves, but endure for a while. And then, when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are the ones sown among thorns. They are those who hear the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desire for other things enter in and choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. But those that were sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. Before we move on, I feel like we need to talk about why Jesus seems to say he doesn't want someone to understand the parables. And first, we must note that this is a quote from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, where God has sent Isaiah to preach the message to a rebellious people. And the same is going on here. There are some who are leaning in and seeking understanding in the parables. For example, the disciples, they don't understand, and so they ask, "Lord, what does this mean?" They want to know the secrets of the kingdom of God. But there are others who don't care about the parable. In fact, they are hardened in heart when they hear the preaching that condemns them. And so it's actually just revealing the hearts and exposing the spiritual blindness of those who do not want to see. And so let us turn it to prayer. Lord, help us to be a people who seek understanding, who want to know you and your ways, and who are not hardened by your word, which reveals our sinful hearts. Our final passage today is Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. "The wisest of women builds her house, but folly with her own hands tears it down." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together here in the Proverbs. The wise person is creating a strong and stable home through wise things like wise decisions and kindness and godliness. And a foolish person is tearing down the structure around them with selfish words and gossip and anger and other things that are included in folly, like frivolous living. And so the question that we have to ask ourselves here is, are we building up or tearing down our homes, our relationships, maybe our friendships and our church? Lord, like yesterday, we pray that you would cover our mouths and give us awareness of your Holy Spirit and what you have for us to do. Give us wisdom from your word and help us to avoid folly. We thank you, Lord, for Nehemiah chapter 8 and the reminders that your word brings conviction and also your word brings joy. And then finally, Lord, from the Gospels today, we thank you for the parables, which are earthly stories with heavenly meanings. Lord, may our hearts be fertile ground on which your seed of your word falls today. We love you. We thank you. We praise your holy name. We say, Hosanna in the highest. Amen.